love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the automatically deleted husband, and plans changed again today. You know, I got the text last night saying that we're on for Saturday. This morning I got a phone call. And a few hours ago, I was at the top of Big Frog Mountain. Yay! And it was a joy. It was a real, serious, intense joy. The drive up to Big Frog, then our 5.5 miles up, you know, 5.5 miles of hiking, plus almost a half mile up. The bulk of our time, we were in intense conversation of not what about this nuance, but what is it? What is it we need to do to understand the Lord better and be obedient to Him and to love well? It was a wonderful conversation, something that I'd love to be able to share. To our joy this time, when we got to the parking lot, there was a truck there, and when we got getting probably about a mile away from the top, we met the gentleman, young guy, 40s, gee, coming down. And we had a brief conversation with him. So we did see someone else. And then when we got back, there were other people who had just showed up to spend the weekend. So they were doing camping. So it's good to see that people, because I really think doing that kind of thing is delightful. Plus, we got to the top, and I had two goals, and in the Lord's grace, we did them both. There's a stack of, I was corrected. I thought it was a mason jar at the top of Big Frog Mountain. It's ball, not mason. Different vendor, but same idea. Anyway, so it's the jar, the glass jar at the top of Big Frog. In it was maybe just shy, maybe 10 sheets of paper. And we took a picture of them all. So I have the photos. I'll put them in line, and which I'm grateful for. It includes my card that I left last year, and we did leave another one. And someone else wrote on the card. So, because people show up there and, oh, there's a pencil in the jar, but you know, no, there's no other things to write on. So people will add to other cards that are there. So I have them, like I say, hopefully tomorrow. I don't think today. Tomorrow I'll get them online. But then the other thing is, a year ago when we were at the top, I did 65 jumping jacks to celebrate being 65. And then when we went to Buzzard Point, which is only about 3 miles up, I did 128 jumping jacks. So this time, after doing the 5.5 miles up, I did 256 jumping jacks on the top of Big Frog Mountain, which I was really pleased with. And I have it on video to show it's true. And again, that should be online tomorrow. But, we got there. We got to the parking lot at around 10:30, and we were done just a little bit after 4:30. So it was only 6 hours, and we spent about 40 minutes at the top, longer than we ever have. Marvelous. It was marvelous. We clearly demonstrated that we are getting, we are in better physical shape, both of us, than in years past. And obviously, Chris is 60 and I'm 66, and we're doing better than before. So that's encouraging. It goes, again, to the idea that I'm striving to live to be 90, as I promised my wife. But anyway, what happened was, Chris said, let's do it. What about Chris Petrillo? And we sent a text message to him. And he was busy for today and wasn't sure about tomorrow. So since he wasn't sure, we went today, since everything was in place. And hopefully, in the not-too-distant future, we'll go also a threesome with Chris Petrillo. Because it gets in your blood. It's something you want to do. You know, one of our things as we conversed on the way back is we think about people, for example, people who have a love for the ocean. And all they want to do is live in the ocean and do things in the ocean. I can understand that. For us, all the places we've been, Big Frog Mountain is the place. So on that, I want to, so this will be yet another piece of evidence, straight from the horse's mouth. It is my desire. It is my request. You know, I may make it to 90, but I probably won't make it to 120. So sooner or later, I'm going to die. And my desire is, I don't want a monument. I don't want a place for people to go see me. I want to be cremated and the ashes scattered to the wind at the top of Big Frog Mountain. Not in a little urn somewhere in the corner, but scattered to the wind. So, you know, we were at the top. There's a little fire pit there because some people do spend the night. There's the jar. It's in the base of a rotting tree. It's a relatively small area. And when you look in one direction, and a whole lot of the places we look at, it was down. There was one more thing. Either way, it is my desire. I just want the ashes tossed to the wind on the top of Big Frog Mountain. That is my desire. It's my request. Because I don't need a monument. And I don't really want to be in a place where people come to see me. That's not the point. You know, so anyway. But the other thing is, there's a spot. You know, you walk and it's a little up and down for a couple miles. And there's a sign where there's two trails that meet. We have pictures of us there. Because last time, or long ago, we took a picture of each other, and then I spliced the two pictures together with the sign in the middle anyway, and plan to do that again. But from that point, then you start the climb, and it's probably at least 1,500 feet. It may be 2,000 feet, and it's pretty much just continuous at a pretty steep angle. We were reminded about that today. Then there's a bunch of varying terrain. There's some places where you're at the ridge, top of a ridge, and literally you go 10, 15 feet this direction or 10, 15 feet that direction, and then it's down. Not a few feet. I mean, a few hundred, couple hundred feet down. I mean, it's kind of a narrow ridge, and it's kind of like, don't make a mistake. But fortunately, you know, like I say, we have about 10 feet or so, 10, 15 feet wide, and there's a trail that's maybe 3 or 4 foot wide or less in the middle, and there's some padding. So it's not where I would feel unsafe. There are other places that there were. but there's one particular spot that because I looked at a topo map, it's about 300 feet from where we are to the bottom. And it is steep. We're talking 80, 90% steep. And there are some trees, but it's fairly scattered. So if you slip, you're going to slip for a long, long while. I have some pictures of it. When we went there 3 years ago, and it was covered in snow. Because, I say that I'm quick-footed, but not sure-footed. You know, because on flat ground, I can move. Going uphill, I'm quite fast. Going downhill, I'm slow. Although Chris has a walking stick, a metal walking stick, and I used it today. Helped me, dramatically helped me. Because it's so light, and I have used a wooden stick that hurts your hands. This helped me dramatically today. And like I said, we kept a really good pace for the whole thing. But because Chris is a little bit more, like I said, he can run, I can't. He's a young guy, he's only 60. But there's this spot, it's about, I'm guessing 200, 300 feet of this, where it's the slant, and there's this narrow trail that's maybe it varies from maybe a foot to 2 feet wide that you have to go for this entire way. And I crawl. You know, I use that stick, and I'm going slow. Especially when the time of snow, it was ridiculous. But I'm going fairly slow. And Chris, you know, especially after he was the one that videoed me, and apparently he made some comments in the video about this guy's crazy or something of that nature. While I was doing 256 jumping jacks, so you know, that's what I can do. Going on that part, no, I don't do that well. So what did he do? He ran it. So I have a short clip of him, and he's a good ways in the distance, but he ran it because, you know, he's far more stable on the side of a mountain than I am, by far, intensely by far. And so, you know, after what I did, you know, we could see that we're different. And you know, because I've said before so often, how the way he goes when we were in the cliffs and whatnot, he's fine. And I'm just not. But we did really well today. Frequently on the hike up, I set the pace because I'm much faster than him. On the hike down, he sets the pace, and frequently he's gone. You know, because I just can't keep up with him going downhill. But I did really good, because again, that walking stick really, really helped. Because when you're walking on a path that may be 1 or 2 foot, you know, varying 1 to 2 foot wide, and it's kind of like you slip and it's, oh, that's down. You don't walk with the briskness you would on nice flat ground. But the joy is, here's one guy 60, one guy 66. We took an 11-mile hike today at a good pace and went almost a half mile up. Got to the top, celebrated. We had some apples, some beef jerky, some almonds. And what a joy. It is my hope and prayer, especially my sons, because I think they need this. You need another man to encourage you. It's nice to have your lady do the same. But you need another man that you can wrestle with. Because isn't this quaint? But does the Lord say this? I'm not sure. How about that? How about this? How about this? And then if you say this, why is that right? Why is that wrong? And the constant challenge really is an intensely big deal. You know, because part of the discussion today was, you know, the difference between the atonement, the reconciliation that Christ did on the cross. That reconciliation got rid of the barrier between Christ and his elect. It did not give the elect any value, any merit. It got rid of the barrier. The merit, the reason we can stand before Christ, the reason we have a relationship with him, is solely his gift. It's not earned. It is him, because no one seeks God, not even one. And if you're seeking God, it's because God showed you his love. And one of the ways he shows it to you is he'll set up a challenge for you and perhaps give you a brother to challenge you and to walk with you, whether it's down the road or to the top of Big Frog Mountain. Chris and I did it for the third time. My third time at the top, his fourth. He did it with an uncle. I have the pictures. I'll put the pictures, the videos online tomorrow. It's only just past 6. So it's pretty early to be already home from that. We did it. What a joy. And I'll probably sleep well tonight. George, my son, I sent you a card today telling you that we're on the way. I'd really like to do something like this with you. Really like to do it with you. I'd like to do something like this with Walter and Zadok. When we were up there 3 years ago, there were people younger than 10. They took a long time to get up there, but they got up there. It's very doable if you want to do it. I'd love to do this with my sons. Wouldn't mind doing it with my girls. And on the card, because I left another card, I left one of the promise cards at the top of Big Frog. There's now two in that jar. And it's my request to walk hand in hand with my lady again. Because, as you expect, my lady, I love you and I want you back. And, by the way, let's do Big Frog Mountain together. We'll do it a little slower. I want to do it with you, my lady. I love you.